Liuakamun lilutunga piusamukni, kalikan krimiran akkunani. Mai tohkun koni pitchatun koni liunanani, apstiko haglun togum kayutun, kalikan tot nimiruko imirikhagluni. Akmanitun aksikhakakuni, nunatotun makutili chasgung chikut, pitchatun suayagayunanani. Ikfayunanani piusmini, kangas pisuun narusuni koni piusmini. Apstiko harluni taguam kinkun, kangasutan koni kalikan kawaksehan harluni. Tamanata tkitakaka, tkitakausinikan tungrokun ritsaksuku. Akatamani pilashatstun koni ayuks kumayaksuki. Ihnanka koni, ihnakkaitsu koni, tkiskata. Tiulämtön koni piskumaajaksuki, pisukujukunnan pitsätön pisukujahtokiilit. Natmun suu ajakujukunnan ajakilutun natmun samuk naguu tsehpuknatun. Kassatlmai apkhlaqi trespass. Kitum koni nun nauti apstiimafkunani atuukunniu, kangastum jaakkuunniu. Tauna koni navgutnguk. Tamatum suhoni tki tskatin gunakin ritsaksuni. Apstiksainagluni, apstinrilunguni suhoni navgiluni inhkutmuk. Taimastam nunam pikstin piukunni taanohoni apkahtunhoni itkhtstariu maluku. Manna suhoni lään klaimsaaktakka ayakni khanranuk. Illikun kujaksan ritsaksuku. Tiuläput honi uitalashoamun honi puhunum illikun puhunum mangu masuutun. Tireinaliutun honi akiinuk pifkunaatun. Kangasu hawaimun kangasnatmun ayokunaliutun tippun kliinikuunun. Kangasu kaiutun kskiitohtinaliutun umjohtkufkunaatun. Angu matkhnaliutun tahkuam. Am tasmai khani akik tamana nagutmuluni illikun sukhani angu maskak chapkhnagiluni tamana khani ikmisngi nakan ilabut khani tama tukkhchek matut illit sukhani to nakhgilutung chakhnaqa pallorkhatung sutki suki akmani tot nayuquq makut khani profit corporation alugut. Illitu kukulehtaksutung toi anagusutung nunnautsikhilutung aksulikhilutung tsaknak. Asatsuyut utsuksuki toat naiukmata. Utsuknakun ritsaksutung nunaskutitnikhoni illit kainiksutung tsaunatung kusguknaksutung. Toat naiukskuman ritsaksuki tsiulankatangkhsamkikhoni abukvigankhaakamun naksuknaksit affaruutaksuki. Kankuta khani tot nei yuru klinikum ta tungun nai chekuk chiunakak. And seem like our people were always kind of in a bind. Like the elders maybe that came to the table here. Even tonight one of the ladies that came up here. As far as civilization goes, that word civilization, seemed like to me they've gone from Stone Age to 20th century without no benefit of trial and error in between, like your culture did. In a matter of 100 years, we've had to go through drugs, we've had to go through alcohol, we've had to go through state organization, city organization, then this land claims, it's just one thing right after another. Then sometimes I don't know how they can take it. I don't know how our people can take much more. Your people had the benefit of centuries to absorb all of this. Then our people, in a matter of years, had to have everything squeezed from Stone Age to 20th century. And it's still coming just as fast for us. using common sense, I think the government should take our request to, when we ask for more time to absorb all these new things coming, I think it's only fair that the government grant that request, because we have to absorb so much in a short span of time. Come 1991, I don't know how it'll be. A lot of our elders will have passed on, and these younger ones in school, hopefully they'll have learned enough to take the reins of local government and local business and know enough to survive with them. My honey illit to labut Cassat Pitcheria right tongue, a pluck it when stone age. The money when it's a mcnasho, smokney, alnayo nothing, Bisocluting Timan, Timan clue, the Gomsali suit, gluting, Tauginum knasho looting. When good on Nutan, Ukakfakun leading up with Tamakut, Nutan a lagluting sumakuta. Tangakalagluni, Makutumlung sits at a laglutung. Tasalagata Makuta Kasun sitir kaput. Corporation at Makuta laglutung land claims at Tatung Likoglutung to Chukasi Aglutung. Leading Nux Kite Angumanak Street to a Chap Nuxuni. Kai Gayaksuki Kutta. Government at Kaiga Kumta Honi Akanis Kluta Makutwani leading not Nalukiwa Akanis Kumta needs Kumayaksuki I guess to put it short. Personally, I hate to lose simplicity and honesty. Like even today, you take a person's word as his honor. But some of the people we have had to deal with in business and in government, we can't do that. Things aren't simple. A lot of red tape involved, a lot of complications involved. And if someone tells you it'll be this way, and we take it as that person's word, we take it as honesty, we take it as truth. Then later on we learn the hard way that it's not. And then through some of those trial and errors and experiences, we find out you have to have things in writing to make sure that you don't get had. I don't like that either personally. I think when a person says something that's honest, that's truth, and you can take it at that person's word. But unfortunately, it's not. And it's hard for us to see the difference between honesty and having something on paper. Somebody says, well, it's going to be this way. Then another person comes along and says, hey, make sure he puts it in writing. And why should he? That's what he told me. I think that's truth and that's honesty. And I don't see why we need to fill out papers. And if it's going to be like that, I don't know what it'll be like in the future when they start losing respect of what's written on paper. It already has been in the past. I don't know what it's going to be in the future. It's just degenerating. Getting worse all the time. Ma ishukwani kinakwani kanrakan yuk pitchuluku ni tlakfuta iksunrit niluku na hot ni kanh niluku. Kasatakun makut pitchiak right kanrakmunkwani malishtaku yunaki. Ta pitchilrat and kanrut kluki. Ta skanrnachtuta. Ta tnkankanatam kalikamunaling out of kakkiu. Adlingat miskuni atam kali kamuni ksun nehtuk. Kuingatokunum yachtuk sa chintanum totin totnat, kan rakamun koni kan sting malistak kohka wait kali kamu nadling out nrilingan pin nachtu typing kan kali kamu nadling out sku ik sun nachtu tadam am tasu koni kali kam yaling out sun rata kan khaya tin nabwak suki ta akhchakin alratun lakhtskaluni awa kiqtam chi un company qaisa yuqnaqta And recently, in the past couple of years, we've had confrontations with our regional corporation, Chalista Corporation. Luckily, it hasn't been in court, it's been out of court. It was over this fishing project we had in Alaknak, and Chalista and Alaknak had cooperated back then through some equipment. At the end of that project, we had some of their property brought down to Seattle. And some outfit down there bought some of our property, and in the process, they took some of Chalista's property. And Chalista, without even contacting us, without calling us up, or without writing us a letter, filed a suit saying that we sold their equipment to that outfit down in Seattle. And up to this day, it hasn't been resolved. Chalista still says that we sold their property to that third party in Seattle, and it's not so. And if they're going to treat us this way, I don't know how things will turn out in the future. I'm a shareholder in Chalista Corporation. I'm a shareholder in Alaknak. And it was embarrassing to me when one of the out-of-state lawyers, attorneys, asked me, are you suing yourself? I didn't know what to say. And if there's going to be that type of activity between our regional corporation and village corporation, I don't think the future's going to be too good. If they could at least talk to us or write us a letter before they file a suit, I think things would be better. There would be more cooperation. What Chalista is doing is becoming like one of those corporations downstate. And I don't like that, especially because I'm a shareholder of both. Ukakfakunsukoni Chalistam Village Corporation aka Suwasha Kanhlunikoni Aksuitwani Seatlamitunakshuni Luki. Hongkuda Tot Naksai to Kut Aksuput Nasituna Tunshaput Tam Togam Tunakshunta Yon Chalistam Aksuitusini Luki Apsipknatung Kanhlutung Tokun Hot Nixulutung Hongkuda Tunakshuni Luki. Tot nam kan sinata chalistam su wakhluta alakh nkhmiuni kan khlutun khon kuda khuktun naq put cham kan gut khakh puknata alngakh puknata khmin khotn ap khakht thunna ingluling nakhluta tot nakh kau tukata chiun khakhlu angla nak ngai tokka tot nakoyu kata tun ris khoya ko kasngui khoya ko tam khon yap khakhtum Akmakan kasa mapshanga. Spunkahuani suaka tachtun. Shareholder anga machalistami alachnumisu. Koyakan richak sukuta, jin huanita kuchalistam angayokit, kalikan klu, rilrutait, jin huankuta apthagluta, kangas alnahagluta, dotan richmukhtun. And the last point I have. Like Isidore Shelton and many of the others mentioned, there's a lot of misunderstanding and there's a lot of misconception about land claims. You talk to one of my shareholders someday, you come into the village and you pick one that's elderly and you ask them the difference between the city council and a village corporation. They won't know the difference. If you take all the elders and ask them, You'll be lucky if you get 50% that can tell you the difference between the two organizations. You ask them what a share is, and they won't know what it is. You ask them about their voting rights, they won't know what that is. Before we get those resolved, I don't think the government should let this whole thing up in the air. I realized some of that is our fault, but again, like I said, our people had to go like from Stone Age to 20th century in a matter of 100 years or less. And I hope that whoever's involved in this process, especially the government, takes that into consideration. Nang namakluna ukut kanrodanka, taring nakshukchi malrit, taring tukla malrit mai amstut. Tuknakat mai pitchatun alakhanrmi usakluki apskufki, chawa khwani una city councilat, chawa tukut native corporationat, chaw chi chi kait. Apskufki lukhani ya sheratan chawat, chaw chi naki taringum afkanaki, votare aksman na chali taringum afkanaku. Tamakutwani Tarangum of Kunaki, Manahoni land claim of 1991 on me a Puchun Naita. Scutting Tot Nayo Kutchatun, Amshatwani Tarang Chukla Maluku, Shokluku Tarangum of Kunaku, a Kirchakut. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Joseph, and thank you, Mr. Shelton, as well. I'm grateful to both of you for coming tonight. I think that Father Astrick, did you want to speak further? No. Mr. Moore, did you wish to speak further tonight?
Honorable Judge Thomas Berger and our distinguished guests, visitors, and ladies and gentlemen. The elders of Alaskan indigenous people are silently saying that the state of Alaska in its entirety was a guaranteed right for the freedom of choice to live. Many of whom, I'm sure, question the meaning of Land Claim Settlement Act. When freedom of choice to live is drastically reduced from 375 million acres of land to 44 million acres, temporarily free from law and regulations. Ukutwani Panagualit Yupit Mani Yuchat Chiumak Mavat Kitchat in An Sakwak Mani Saichumak Yuchoni Luting. Slang Luting so Slam Mana Big Sugu Chatamaskon Atorusting Atorluku. Yung nako was kamukni. Nasufknako sait pik sataman ano nak kanagalakdut. Huinga taringan ka. Kan pagalutang sipin redut. Kanaklutang sipifknatang. Illikon kusgo nakslutang Ikaarugnak sutung so kanqalartu takkuawarpak Nasunrilamqtu manna atulxuamqtu akka kinayukmaavattuppailgan Anaagulluutung nupplafknaatung qannaagortut tamaakutsali atoqiugyaqniluku mannatkiilluku agunal makunullu ignaamqnu natusqumaalukutsali Illikun mai nasu nanatun apqlaqtut mannamani land claim settlement daq jawa khani khwa nasun rigat yupit magut pisoqlatun manna Smuknak alu tokoh luteng bilas teng ulu kuyayu luteng su tamari katam ciumani atu tokhar luku kita mengalah kos tahun luteng 375 million acres piuk taci hamhtun umyat ngato luku khatot takkan mandat kisuku Ukunuktaguam 44 million acres pingluting. Sait athatnik atang khluni yupit. Khani khwa chamak kinuqstanata una 44 million acres atoqchiqaput. Akkanuntagam toatnayoqmaituq. La gali chikut tamatum tunginun recreationally looting so. Kayuha atulhkatam 44 million acres. Yupit una chikutit. We know that the state of Alaska in its entirety has 375 million acres of land. The native people know that this was the land that they used so openly and so freely to hunt and fish and survive from that land. Many of them silently are protesting that they're not going to be able to use it as they have used it for so many generations. Makes you want to help them when they feel so helpless. The federal government has taken 227 million acres of land from the state of Alaska, designating it into wildlife refuge area, wild and scenic rivers, and to national parks, and etc. Now, these lands will be restricted by law and by regulation. They will not be open for use by the native people as they are used to. They will be restricted. They will be treated just like any other United States citizen or an Alaskan under the state government. They will not have that freedom no more. I think that's what they've been expressing during these meetings, because it means so important to them. It's a livelihood. The state of Alaska has received, under the Claims Act, under the Statehood Act, 104 million acres of land. The remaining 44 million is given to the Native people. Surface and subsurface estate included. However, the federal government also receives the surface and subsurface estate for the 227 million acres, and the state of Alaska entitled to the surface and the surface estate for 104 million. In one time, the Native people could have said that all of that was theirs. I think it's a reasonable request to say that we could, the Native people, should not compromise their hunting and fishing rights on these lands because they have compromised so much of the surface and the subsurface estate. They should not. And this should be the beginning of the battle to maintain that freedom of choice to hunt and fish and to gather food on the tundra for berries, wild plants, etc. Magut anguyaktum tigul khayugut 227 million acres qainganunam qaingatul khat atchatapqlugu khongkutattamana yuppigni chiungani pikhluyaqabut unachali 104 million alaskam tuluku qaingamanna atchachali tapqlugu khongkutallu umukhani 44 million ikhluqallaram sikiqluta khongkutapikampnak atuqaqkampnak I'd like to talk about the city of Imanak for just a short bit. Because under the Claims Act, I think under 14C, 3 or 4, or one of those sections, Imanak Corporation must give for government expansion 1,280 acres of land so that it could be used for regular city expansion. But looking at the history of Imanak, just so short time ago, there were only several families living in Imanak, in my time. In that period of time, the population has increased from 3 families to 641 people today. And now we don't even have enough land to give those people under the government to live in. We must expand. I'm sure that we're going to continue expanding Is the Native Regional Corporation going to be forced time and time again to give land for expansion for those people? There must be a limit to giving. I think that when we receive title to 44 million, we should keep it. We should not keep on giving it away. The federal government should give the municipal governments land to expand, including the state government. Ang uyaktam alhkumak imanga corporation ng city of imanga chikirah kaulugu 1,280 acres. Maniato wakkaulut. Slangka kasam ni yugasun ito imanga. Kafchikaulut amani wita sukut. Maimanat kisugu 641 people. Manasu akkanunak iksagusuku. Ang lemta. Unat 1,280 acres sikyut kumtu at tamakanif kunatin miksagu chikat imangak manna. Yupit ka nunak manna chikikhtut kukulu kupikata katwatin. Aku lach nak ka ikhtukuna 44 million angu yakt muntagam umuk 227 kwakinlu 404 angu yakt muntagam tamagut sidit saitnu jikich naksa kai nuna kaitnik the city government will not discriminate any one person from obtaining a piece of property or land to build his house under the state government. Therefore, we as a native corporation should not give our land that was given to us for those purposes. It's something that we so treasure. I'd like to move on to another subject, which involves the regional corporation, Chalisa Corporation. In the earlier days, there were plans that were made to obtain easements and right of ways on residential and village corporation lands. These easements and these right of ways were designated to be used by the companies, by the oil companies, on the residential and village corporation lands. The position of Chalisa Corporation at that particular time was no. You cannot have easements and you cannot have right-of-ways in private property in a residential and in village corporation lands. You have given that to the native people. You shouldn't ask for these easements and right-of-ways. It was brought into the court. A lawsuit was filed to protect the residential and the village corporation, and we won that case. Several million dollars worth of lawsuit were spent. Just to saying, to prove to the government and to prove to the companies that that land belonged to the native people, to the individual residential people, after they had given to us, they wanted to take it back. And it cost us to prove it to them, over $2 million just to say that it was ours. It was a waste of money. That money should be reimbursed to the regional corporations. I'd like to continue on with the Chalista Regional Corporation and the 12 regional corporations are involved in this particular lawsuit that was filed reference to the 7I section of the Claim Settlement Act. The formula being the 70-30 formula. The way the Claim Settlement Act was written, made native people fight against each other. This is a prime example, the 7I issue. You know how much the native people spent trying to determine the answers for the 7I issue? $17 million of the native money fighting in the court to determine their DNA expenses, etc., to determine the stumpage, the mine mouth. If it was perfect Claim Settlement Act, if the government wasn't too hasty passing it, that could have been avoided. My position is to have the federal government reimburse the regional corporations the $17 million that they spent trying to perfect this hasty done law that pertains to so many native people. Ugutwani Chalista Corporation Regional Corporation at Tlawatamtni. Akim Unakshan Pichiglutung Kortamunakshut. Meeting Amalutung Kortakuna Arivulutung. Arn gishing naksuting matumuk arn kasuk tsamuk. Ango yakta alhkut muktakut son. Arn kasuk sukutak sosinet, hongkuta yupigni. Ingluk suta chasu takkahluta. Chasut khmuniton regional corporation at ilagaut khunga khui meeting asatni to atn ping nakf kna ta bekh kauluta khortam agwaglu gu khang gut nik arn qasu gut khum tu yuppigni yuppignun saitnu yuppign arn gitsqluku an tsuku lu khortam chali mai chalu yaxtu gut 17 million dollar chipluk ag bekhtu gut atul khoyaxtu gut attam Tauna akik Arn Kasukluguna Taxulinat Alhun Hongutun Tamanatam 17 million dollar Yugunun Utchnaka Abtakasu Taun Utchluk Arn Kasuk Tram Totten Alhkut Mktakut Nakhnichaka Anguirta Hongutta Inglukuta Bifkarakaldakotten
I'm sure the 1991 stock alienation is only the beginning of hardship and confusion if we choose to let the attorney and the law involved. Unakwani 1991 nami Starkan Sharon Pikut Perska. Arn Kasugut Mojikok, Chaknanak Sunesu Asikpnanis Atusha Ukununim Kutnun Attorney Nun Umyotkot Korda Bigumta Kangasu Matumun Laramuniksuk Bigumtu Arn Kasukha Amsen Rojikok Juan Gutnik, Yupichtun Biluta, Arn Richtu Mabut, Arn Kasuuti Matum 1991. Asanun Asusimpnun Yugunun, Attorney Nun, Vigum Bifkakumtu. Sochsugu Umyabut malichtakulugu takhaitat. Huang gutnik taguam sokhlugu biyu mabut. Hui umyacht ksamni.
These, I think, are some of the important issues that we face in the Alaska Claim Settlement Act. I think that when you advise the other people that are planning on getting a settlement in Canada and in Greenland, I think you should advise them to listen to the elders. And the elders even though they don't have the education and a degree in college, etc., their advice will be from the bottom of their heart, and that will be the best advice they'll ever get. I think it was kind of a little bit too late to start listening to our elders here at home. I think we would have a much fairer settlement if we had consulted the older people about what we should get as the Alaska natives of Alaska. I thank you very much, and I'm sure the issue about the afterbirth will also become a very important issue for the younger generation. And I think that also should be brought to the attention of those people that are planning on getting a land settlement. We, as I see it, compromise just too much. I never agreed with the Alaska Land Claim Settlement Act myself. I watched Richard Nixon on television when he signed the Claims Act. I had no vote with AFN, so I couldn't say anything at that particular time. But I cannot make the past correct, but it's better to correct what is at hand. Doi.